Weekly Virgo, funny Weekly Virgo, all one Virgo. Well, only one version from now onwards. Definition this week for Virgos is the trine that the Sun and Venus and Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus make to your Virgo identity. Virgos, traditionally, you complain about this and complain about that. You're not happy about this, you're not happy about that. Yes, your star sign that talks truth. If you're not happy about a situation, you look at the news, you're not happy about what's going on in the world, you look at it and it makes you unhappy. And then you wait and you wait. And you are a believer that if I wait long enough, things will change. This is the week where it's already in the process of changing. Changing because the Taurus energies form a natural trine to your Virgo identity. So everything that happens this week is an act of destiny showing you that this is the way it's supposed to be. Now, what is your problem? Your problem is there's no planets in your star sign. And that means the only way that you get a response from the world or other people, the only way that you receive energy is when you talk to other people. If you look at your phone, oh, nobody's messaging me. Nobody's sending me an email. Nobody cares about me. Those of you who are lonely Virgos, nobody wants me. Well, the reason why nobody wants you is because nobody is receiving a message from you. It's like tennis. You're standing there on the tennis court expecting somebody, a ball to come your way, but there's nobody there. You've got to fire a tennis ball in order to get a tennis ball back. You've got to send a message out to the world in order to get a message back. Virgos, I must admit, from my experience with Virgos, when you really want something, oh, then you send the message, right? And it can be a hell of a long message. But this week, now, listen to the astrology. Listen to my good advice. If you want response from people, you have to send the message out. The vast majority of the people on the planet, and it is now, I would say, at least 75% of people on the planet have no planets in their star sign. In other words, they are sitting by their phone and saying to the same exactly what you're saying, nobody's messaging me, nobody loves me, nobody wants me. Now, some of them are so irritated, they're actually doing something now, they're actually sending messages out, they're actually creating activity. Virgos, you've waited. If you didn't do it last week, then this week is the week to do it. If you're waiting and been waiting and waiting and waiting and wait, this is now the week where you send out those messages. See what's going on. Those of you looking for a job, this is the week where you send out the messages to get somebody to respond to you and say yes to you. If you're looking for a relationship, this is the week where you flirt with somebody. Just say something nice to somebody. Say something uplifting to somebody to entice them to make a reaction backwards. See? And this is me now talking, a Libra man. I am a naughty boy. When I see, especially older women, and I say the answer is older women, 70-year-old woman, 80-year-old, she's not expecting to be picked up by anybody. She's not expecting to go on a date with somebody because she's 70-something now, 80-something now. She's her husband has died, so she goes to church, she's on her own, but she still dresses nicely. A little old babushka, especially in Poland there, they still dress nice. They come to church, they're nice. So sometimes it's a nice thing for somebody just to put your arms on around them or shake hands with them and say, you look lovely today. You look lovely. So it's a bit bullshit. Okay, so it's a bit schmoozing, a bit greasy. But you put your arms, you look lovely today. What harm can it do by saying, look lovely today? A little old man, he is those women, the Virgos. You see a little old man, he's an 80-year-old man, and you look charming, you look happy today. You make him feel the warmth of a woman. It's nice, it's a flirtatious energy, it's a nice energy, it's an uplifting energy. It's a nice energy to compliment people. It's nice, it's just nice. Creates nice vibes in the world. There's so much toxic in the world. There's so many grumpy people in the world. There's so many lonely, sad and lonely people in the world that are just living for themselves, thinking of themselves, doing fuck all for everybody. So they're not being nice to anybody. If you're not nice to somebody, nobody's going to be nice back to you. If you're not uplifting to others, life isn't going to reflect any energy back. When you are nice and you're uplifting and when you're charming, when you're sweet, then life is sweet back to you. It's as simple as that. I'll let you into a secret. I came to Poland back in 2007, my very first time, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. I came here for many years before I actually moved here. But the absolute compelling reason why I eventually decided Poland's the right place for me, especially Szczecin, is because people were nice to me. They brought out the best in me. They were charming towards me. They were nice towards me. And when they're nice towards me, then I'm nice towards them. They brought a good version of myself. In London, I was a pain in the ass. And the people were a pain in the ass. So it wasn't very charming. I had to get away from there. I wanted to get away from there. So I came to a place where people were nice. When people are nice, then you belong. When people are horrible, then you don't belong. So this week's energy now is... Test to see your belonging. Test to see the people around you. Test to see how you communicate with others. And then you'll see how they reflect back to you. And that energy of deflect back, if it's positive and more than what you expect, then you know that is your future.